Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Funerals, whether secular or sacred, can be a very revealing time. You get to see and hear a witness of the life of the person, but I think more importantly for pastors, you have an opportunity to witness the faith and the confession of the organization or church that is conducting the funeral. Death opens up vulnerabilities of belief and puts the preacher in a unique position to witness. Now, while I had penned these words prior to Dr. Just's fine homily yesterday with wedding on his mind, I did chuckle thinking about my pending sermon and some's equation of death and marriage together. However, the seminary is a unique place, and Advent sermons on weddings and funerals really are justified. Yet, as you can see, both areas relate to Advent and the return of Christ to take his people home. As we begin the church year with Advent, we look for the return of Christ as we view him as the babe in the manger. Now, historians will tell you, and if you've ever been to Israel, that the manger was probably made out of stone, as most were. However, I tend to take the view of the great artists of the world, who for centuries depicted the manger made of wood. And in that wood, you would see the cross. Already, Christ's death is seen in his birth. Funerals can be a tough time for pastors. They're vulnerable to expose their own belief or lack thereof, the witness of faith and the confession of the church to the group of individuals that may have never heard the gospel. This past year, I was the witness to the deaths and funerals of various relatives. These events, while often painful, also gave me time to reflect on my own life. The end result has been a greater appreciation for the seasons of the church. Like the seasons of your life, Advent asks you to look to the return of Christ as you look at the infant Jesus in a manger. Now, one funeral was little more than a family's glowing reflection on the life of the person. Barry Manilow and Claire de Lune played in the background. A prayer to God without a name, while the family held hands with the box of ashes on a shelf. Not even an urn. Just a modern view of life, death, and eternity. Now, another funeral was a clumsy tapestry on the life of the person. Lessons on being involved with the church, showing up to meetings on time, and taking care of one's family. Yes, the congregation sang a few songs about flowers blooming and springtime sunshine. No talk of Christ, a cross, a resurrection, or the return of Christ to take his children home. The pastor's final words were simple: work hard, show up on time, and you'll be blessed. However, one funeral really stands out. It was a small church in Wisconsin with a pastor who truly loves his people. The title of the sermon was simple: I didn't know you, but I knew you. The pastor was new to this parish, and the person who died was elderly and not always able to express themselves. The pastor had visited the person weekly, administering the gospel faithfully to her elderly soul, even though she could barely speak. Now, how can a pastor know someone yet not know them? This doesn't make sense. How is this going to be a comfort to a hurting family mourning the loss of a loved one? He doesn't know her? It wasn't the works of the person that he knew, or her personality, or her commitment to the church. He didn't know any of that. No, the pastor knew her because of the work of the church in this woman's life. Better yet, the work of Christ in the Word of God as it's proclaimed to her elderly ears. The guarantee. The daily washing of baptism, cleansing her body and soul, a constant and a daily washing in her life from that baptism to her elderly age. It was the body and blood of our Lord that nourished her body in health as well as in sickness. This is how God knows her, He knows her because of baptismal water. His words opening up her ears, his son's precious body and blood cleansing and feeding her. These are the things that defined the woman in her life, and these are the things that prepared her soul to enter the sanctuary of God as her body waits in the tomb for Christ to come again. As a Christian, you are constantly moving forward in your own life, drawing nearer to the end of your life when you will enter the glory of heaven. Advent, as the church looks to the return of Christ, stands as a good time to reflect on your life, drawing you nearer to the cross, to heaven and its sanctuary, dwelling with God. Christ, by his flesh, is the entrance, your living way to this heavenly sanctuary, your great priest by whom you have access to this sanctuary. Its throne of grace is God himself. During Advent, the church draws near as she looks toward the return of Christ as she sees him in the manger. You are commanded to draw near with a true heart. But this true heart is not something that occurs because of your works, efforts, or your praise. This true heart is able to draw near because Christ and his work. Your heart has been sprinkled by the blood of Christ. In the Old Testament, you will recall the cleansing of the high priest before performing his great duty in the temple. You're not the high priests who are similarly cleansed. You don't serve the high priestly function in drawing nearer to God. Yet, like those high priests, you must be completely cleansed before you draw near to God and his heavenly sanctuary. Christ is the high priest. Christ shed his blood for you, justifying you through the ransoming that is Christ. Only one thing can free you from the charges of the wicked conscience, restoring you to good conscience. That is able to approach God uncondemned. That one thing is Christ's blood. There is only one washing, namely baptism. In Ephesians 5, it is called the washing of water in connection with the spoken word. In Titus, a washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 22, be baptized and wash away your sins, because baptism cleanses. Baptism is always applied to the body, but as the sprinkling of the heart affects you wholly, so does the sacred washing of your body. This is how God knows you, justified and cleansed. Reflections upon your pending death isn't out of place during the Advent season. Your life is more than it appears as you sit in this chapel. Take comfort. You are known to a merciful God, who plans to bring you home when Christ returns. Yes, he knows you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Amen.